Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Tzadik Aleph, and we're 3 lines from the bottom of daf Tzadik Amud Beis, the last daf in Perek HaMoicher Sasvino. So Perek HaMoicher Sasvino began with Agadata, Festa Agadata, the 21 stories with Rabbi Bar Bachana, and it concludes with a daf of Agadata as well. Zokti Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Eimoytzi in Peiros, Mei Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to export Peiros from Eretz Yisrael. Dvarim Shiesh Ben Chayin Nefesh. If those are Peiros that people use as staples for their sustenance, things that people need to get through the day. Kigoy, yay, nice wine. That's the first thing that comes to mind. Shmonim, oil, uslasos, and flour. So if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you produce yayin, shemen, soilus. You're not allowed to export. You keep them for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda ben Maseira, Matabiyah. Yehuda ben Maseira said, I agree with the concept. I agree with shemen and soilus. I disagree with yayin. Mepnei shememaitis atiflo. Because the truth, it's better that there not be so many wineries in Eretz Yisrael. Because let's be honest, wine brings lide kalas roish brings lide arayas, kolaroyas soite bekukula yazar atman min ayayin. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira said it'd actually be better if we export the wine. Leave it better for the Bnei Chutz Laaretz. It's actually not so good to have it in Eretz Yisrael. If you take a look at the Rashbam says, what does it mean, Bnei Shememaites atifla? Meaning, why does wine cause tifla? The nichnas yayin yotze soite. Interesting Rashbam. We know that wine has many effects on people. Number one, nichnas yayin yotze soite. You drink too much, you start talking too much. So all the soites start coming out. Additionally, when a person drinks wine, he loses himself a little bit, and it could bring lidei arayos. The Rashbam is saying the two things are really one. Nichnas yayin yotze soite. A person that deep down is about taiva, but when he's conscious, he's able to suppress those taivas. What happens now when he loses his ability to suppress nichnas yayin yotze soite? Memela, he becomes a bal taiva. So the idea of kolaroya soite bekukula yazer atzmin ayayin, says the Rashbam, is really based on nichnas yayin yotze soite, because ki yetzel eva adam ramen urov, and deep down people have taivas, and that's the idea, nichnas yayin yotze soite. What's also interesting is that the one who said this is Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira was the one who said, don't drink too much wine, because yayin is something that brings lide tifla, thus Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira mat to be yai mevneshim emayit esatif. What's interesting, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira is the one in Maseches Pesachim daf kuf tes amar aleph that says that miyoyim shechar beis hamikdash ain't simcha elu b'yayin. It's different memories regarding Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira and yayin. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says drink wine on yantif. Here Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says on an ordinary day it's actually better not to drink so much wine mevneshim emayit esatif. Additionally, the Baisa continues k'shen shemitzi mei aretz l'chutz laaretz, just like you're now allowed to export these things from Eretz Yisrael to chutz laaretz, kachi mitzi mei aretz l'chutz laaretz, so too you're now allowed to export them to Surya. Oh, Surya. So Surya comes up in the Yeshivish Sugyas, Perikah maybe get in the first Perikah Masechtas Gittin. David HaMelech conquered Surya. But when he conquered Surya, he annexed it. He made it a part of Eretz Yisrael. He didn't have the full support of the Jewish nation. And as a result, there was some controversy as to whether or not Surya had a din of Eretz Yisrael or didn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael. When Shuam Ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, when the Yidden entered for the first time, it was done with the support of all of Klal Yisrael. So any place that Yeshua ben Nun set foot became Eretz Yisrael. David HaMelech technically had the credentials to be able to add on to Eretz Yisrael, just like Yeshua ben Nun did. The problem is he didn't have the full support of Klal Yisrael. And so that reason, there were those that held that Surya, although it was seemed to have been part of Eretz Yisrael, really didn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara refers to it as a kivush yachid. Thus the shayla, kivush yachid shmei kivush, or kivush yachid loy shmei kivush. So the Tana, this brayso holds kivush yachid loy shmei kivush. Surya is not considered Eretz Yisrael. So if there's a halacha that you're not let export, varm sheyesh b'mchayin nefesh, the chutz laaretz, you're not let export it to Surya. Rebbe Mater, Rebbe said it's okay. Me'efrachya le'efrachya. The Rashbam says, efrachya, those are the border cities. So if you live on the border of Surya and Eretz Yisrael and you want to export from the city that's at the Eretz Yisrael border to the city that's at the Surya border, that's something that would be okay. The Rashbam says, the kivan, the smuchin, kol kach, being that they're so close to each other, mutarim, it's okay. Tanu rabbanu, nacha braisa, ein mistakrim be'Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to do business in Eretz Yisrael, bedvarim sheyesh ben chayin nefesh, with things that advarim shal chayin nefesh. Kigoyin, same three examples, yenois, shmanim, uslosos. So if somebody wants to be in the business of selling yayin, shemen, and soilus, in Eretz Yisrael, it's something that's not okay. Zok Rashbam, it doesn't mean that you can't have a winery work your winery and then sell the wine. Avada, that's something you're allowed to do. A person is also allowed to own chitin, make bread, and sell the bread. You could do business with these commodities. What it means is you can't flip them. This is interesting. So a person who really is adding no value to the underlying commodity, all he's doing is he's buying it from Reuven and he's selling it to Shimon and he's making a profit. So you found a way to make a parnasa, but you're doing it on the backs of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and you're doing it on things that are Dvarim Shalchayit Nefesh, things that they need, and you're causing people to spend more money for something that they really shouldn't have to do. You need to make a parnasa, so become an accountant, find another way to make a parnasa. But you don't have to do it on the backs of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So if you're adding value, you own a winery, so of course you're allowed to be in that line of business. You're putting in effort, then you're going to get paid for it. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're really not doing anything, all you're doing is flipping, that's something that's not okay. As it relates to halacha lemaisa, you can use your imagination where you may or may not be able to apply this principle. But the point is, for you to be a flipper, all you're doing is superficially increasing the price, making it more expensive for people. And again, the big caveat is, we're dealing with something that people need, such as housing, such as commodities, things like that. That's where you're running into a little bit of trouble. Stating that, Zok de Braisa Omer Olav Loz Ben Azariah, it is said regarding Loz Ben Azariah, show you, Mestake B'yayim V'shemen. He used to flip wine, and he used to flip shemen. The Braisa just said, Ein Mestaken, Zok de Gemara B'yayim, Sava Lek Reb Yehuda, B'yayim he held, like Reb Yehuda, Ben Besera of the previous Parsa, that it's actually better not to have too much wine. It's good, let the price go up, because we don't want people to be able to afford it. B'shemen, oil, B'asri, Reb Lozman Azariah, Shchiach Mishcha. Where Reb Lozman Azariah lived, there was a lot of oil, thus it wasn't something that you had to worry about the price. Meaning there was so much of it, there was so much of supply, there was never going to be an issue. It's interesting, Reb Lozman Azariah, Hoye Mestaken, you find many of the Tanam was Seichrim, they were Dvirin, there was Torah V'gdula B'makam Echad. The Gemara says in Shabbos Nundalad Amid Beis, Tracer Alfi Egle Have Ma'aser Rabbi Loza Ben Azari Me Edre Kol Shasa V'Shasa. The Meiser Behema, which is 10%, that Rabbi Loza Ben Azari, his tax return, that he used to pay every single year, was 12,000 agolim. He used to give 12,000 agolim a year just in Maisa Behema, which would suggest that his flock was producing 120,000 a year. Either way, he was a great segvir. Here you see, he had side investments as well. He used to flip wine, he used to flip oil. Abru olav al Rabbi Lozim and Azariah. Givaldi. Tanu Rabbanon, Ein Mistakrim, Pamayim, Pepeitzo. What does that mean? Amar Mori Bar Mori, Pligi Bar Rabbi Shmuel. It's Mechalik Rabbi Shmuel, exactly what Tzchadamah once said, Al Chatrit. What it means is that the Chachamim capped your profit margin on eggs. So if you're in the egg industry, literal eggs, you want to sell it, so you're not allowed to make more than 100% profit. The Chadamah once said, Tagra L'Tagra. It means you can flip it once, but you can't flip it a second time. That's what the twice means. The Rashbam says, the first pshat, that you can't make 100% profit. Didn't we have a Gemara yesterday's daf that we cap profits at a six? It's always a shtus. So why are you letting you make so much more? So the Rashbam says that vice dice, eggs are different. It says, number one, this idea that you're not allowed to make more than a shtus is also only negeya dvarim sheyesh bem chaya nefesh. Eggs, it's good protein, nice way to start your day, but it's not dvarim sheyesh bem chaya nefesh. As a result, it could be that's why it doesn't fall into the halacha of shtos. Additionally, the Rashbam says it's a rough business. V'gam toirich meruba v'revach mu'et. It's a very, very shver business. It's for that reason we allow, was once upon a time. It's for that reason we allow people to make a bigger profit. Tanu Rabbon, Masrin al Prakmatio, Shehuzla afilo b'Shabbos. If you find that the Prakmatio, the schayra that Yidin make parnasa from is starting to go down, it's going down in value, which is going to have a material impact on the parnasa of the Yidin, Masrin, they used to fast, they used to daven, maybe blow shofar, what the word masriya means. But the point is, even on Shabbos, we usually say Shabbos in Milizik, Shabbos, even then we would go and do things like this. Amrav Yochanan, Kigan Klipishna, but what are examples of pragmatia, good Jewish industry? Klipishtan and Bavel, V'yayim V'shem Eretz Yisrael. Amrav Yosef, who dissolved come Asar B'shis. It's only if something that was once worth 10 is now worth 6, meaning it went down at least 40% of value. If it's already hovering at 40%, that's when you have a problem. The halach is Masriyin al Prakmatia Shehuzla afilu B'shabes. Tanu Rabbanu Nacha B'raisa. In Yoytzim Yeretz L'chutz L'aretz, Elam Kein Omdu Sasayim B'Sela. So we're talking about exporting from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz L'aretz. So the Gemara is going to digress now, and this is going to take us into the Agadot of today's daf, into leaving, physically leaving Eretz Yisrael. So Yid is supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael. We'll see more about that shortly. Says the Braisa, are you ever allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? The answer is yes. If food becomes too expensive, there's a famine, a rav ba'aretz, at that point, that gives you reshus to leave Eretz Yisrael. How bad does the famine have to be? If Amdu Sasayan Beselef, Tusa, is now selling for a seller, that means there's inflation, the price of commodities are going up, that gives you reshus to leave. Amr Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon said, Amr Rav Shimon, Amosai, when is this true? Bezmancha any moitzi lika. This is only true if you're enoi moitzi. Oh, it's dovi. Any Rav Shimon, Amosai, bezmancha any moitzi lika. This is only true if you can't find. Abel bezmancha moitzi lika. But let's say you're able to buy. Afilo amdu sava seller. Even if a saw is selling for a seller, lo yeitzi. Even then, you're not supposed to leave. The chener Rav Shimon Beichoy Yomer. Rav Shimon Beichoy used to say, Eli Melech Machloin Vikil Yoy. Of Sefer Rus fame, Gedoyli Adar Hoyu. They were Gedoyli Adar. Uparnose Adar. I think it's someone in this room. Uparnose Adar Hoyu. They were also Uparnose Adar. Umipnei Manenshu. Why did they die? Mipnei Sheyatsu Me'aretz L'Chutzlar. The reason they died in the beginning of the story of Rus is because they went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlar. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Va Tehoim Kol Ho'ir Aleyem Va Teimarno Hazois Nami. My Hazois Nami. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Amru, they said, Hazisim Nami. Did you see Nami? Sheyatzos Me'eretz L'chutz La'aretz. And Ma Osula. Take a look what happened to her. And you know why what happened to her happened to her? Because she left Eretz Yisrael and she went to Chutzlar. So we'll see the story of Rus a little bit better in a moment. But high level, we're all familiar. We know that at the beginning of the story, Elimelech, whose Nami's wife dies, Machlin Vekilion, the wives of Rus and Arpa also die. Why did they die? Says the Gemara, because they went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz. On that day that Rus went to Eretz Yisrael, together with Nami, she decided that she wants to be Megayer, she wants to become a Yid. Mesa Ish Deshal Bayaz, Ish Bayaz's wife died. That's what people mean when they say, Adolei Shachev Shivcha Kaimim Manu Beisei, that before the leader of a house dies, his replacement is already in the on-deck circle. He's ready to come in. Says Rashbam, Oymeid umezumin kvar hamamun al beisoy, va'oymeid b'mekoymoy. And what's the significance of this? The Rashbam says, la'ashmi'in onosa, shakodesh baruch hu maktim refluah l'maka. That the Eibeshet always brings the refluah before the maka. So, Boaz's wife died, but on the same day that Boaz's wife died, Rus came, because the second wife was already there. Rus was the refluah. The Makkah was Ishtoi Shal Bayaz. The Eibesh has always mazben refuah kaidim l'makkah. And what's the significance of that? The Rashbam concludes with the punchline. Thus, v'yeshloi la'adam l'vtoich l'kodesh baruch. A person should always have betachin. I mean, if you know the refuah is ba'olam, it's much easier to have betachin. If you don't know if it's there, so mechatesi, there'll be a refuah. But if you know it's there, it's just about realizing that it's there, or finding it, or tapping into it, that makes it easier to have betachin. So, being that the Eibesh is makdim refuah l'makkah, Zokter Rashbam, v'yesh lo adam liftoach ba'kodesh baruch. Amar Rav Barafun, on the topic of boyas, Amar Rav Avtson ze boyas. There's a shofet who's mentioned in Shoftim Perek Yud Beis. His name was Iftson. Who is Iftson? This is Boaz. My kamash malon. What's the nayis? Who cares that Iftson is Boaz? Kidach the rabbi rafundus. I'm a rabbi. I'm a rabbi. May the esr mishtois also Boaz. Boaz made 120 sudas for his children. Shenemar, because the pasuk says regarding Iftson, and if Iftson is Boaz, it means it's really Boaz. Vayehi loy shloishim bonim. Iftson had 30 sons. Ushloishim bonis. He also had 30 daughters. And shilach achutza. And he was zeicha to marry off all 30 of his daughters, Ushloish and Banas, and he also was zeicha to marry off his 30 sons, Menachutz. Vayishpait es Yisrael Sheva Shanim. He was a shofet for 7 years, says the Gemara. So this really was Bayas. And for each one of the chasanas that he made, his 30 sons and his 30 daughters, the 60 shaduchim that he did, he made 2 mishtois for each. What's the difference between a mishta and a suda? A mishta centered around wine, a suda centered around bread. So he made 120 mishtois, shnayim l'cholach. For each, there were 2 for each one. Echa beveis aviv, echa beveis chamav. One he made in the father's house, one he made in the shver's house. It went 50-50. Ubekulon lezimen es manayach. But he never invited manayach. Shimshon Hagibar's father, Omar, he said, kudna akara b'may parali. Manayach at that time didn't have any children. So he said, how's manayach ever going to be able to repay the favor? I'll invite someone that I think there's a chance maybe he's going to invite me back. But I'm going to invite manayach. Manayach hot nishkan kinder. He's never going to marry off any children. So if he's never going to marry off any children, why would I ever invite? Says the Gemara, ton of a kula mesu. All 60 of his children died during his lifetime. The Haidu Damrinchi, this is what people mean when they say, Bechayech the Yaldis Shitin, Shitin Lamalech. You had 60 children, and you're going to think, oh, I already have 60 kids. I don't need any more kids. No, Ichpul Va'olid. You should try to have more children, because it's possible that the child that you're going to have, the chad, is the Meshitin Zaris. You'll have more naches from them from all your other 60 kids. And kachav with Boaz. Because Boaz had 60 children, they all died b'chayev, and then he had one son through whom Dovin HaMelech ultimately came, the son that he had with Rus. So you see that even though he already had 60 children, so he could have said, okay, I was Yoitzas, 30 boys, 30 girls, very neat. No, he went and had another child, and the emphasis is from that other child that he ended up seeing as Nachas. One more Gemara about Boaz, and then we'll speak out some raid. Simin Melech Avram Eser Shonim Shenifter Nesnasa Lavada. Sounds like that might mean something. Omer Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Omer Rav. Eli Melech V'Shalmoin Uplaini Almoini V'Avi Nomi, Nomi's father, Kulu B'nei Nachshu B'nam Inodav. They were all the sons of Nachshu B'nam Inodav. Maikom Ashmon, why does that matter? Shafilu Mishi Yesh Lo Yischosofes, that even someone that has Chosofes, Nachshu B'nam Inodav, Shevet Yehuda, Einoi Medus Loi B'Shoshe Yoitze, Mei Eretz L'Chutz La'aretz. This family fell apart because they went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So you see from here that even somebody that has Chosofes, these are Einoklach from Nachshu B'nam Inodav, but when it comes to leaving Eretz Yisrael, Schus Ovis only works biyachas to Eretz Yisrael. But somebody that leaves Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, it could somehow make a rifyon in his Schus Ovis. I was thinking, I didn't think this through properly, but we say in the Toichacham, Parashas Bechukosai, V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, v'af es brisi Yitzchak, v'af es brisi Avram Eskar, v'ha'aretz Eskar. And the Medrash already tells, what's the connection between the Schus Ovis the Ha'aretz Eskar? Hashem says, I'm going to remember the Schus Ovis, the Ha'aretz Eskar. But if you this Gemara, maybe there's a beer. Because you see that Schus Ovis only works for someone that's in Eretz Yisrael. Even someone that has Gevaldik is Schus Ovis. But if he goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, it's not going to help him. So it's not enough as a Charti Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Ha'aretz Eskar. You need the Ha'aretz Eskar. Because without the Ha'aretz Eskar, you actually can't use the Schus Ovis. Either way, three Ha'aretz on this Gemara. First, we're talking here about the story of Rus. The story of Rus begins, Rus Perek one of the five Megillas. Vayehi bimei shvoita shoiftim, vayehi rov ba'aretz. Vayelech ish mi Beis Lechem Yehuda, a yid from Beis Lechem Yehuda, went logur b'stei mayav, hu v'ishtei u'shtei banav, him, his wife, and his two sons. So there was a rov ba'aretz. It was in the times of the shoiftim, and there was a hunger. Because there was a hunger, there was no food, so there was a man who lived in Beis Lechem Yehuda. He decided that he wants to save his family. He got visas. He leaves Eretz Yisrael. He goes to stay mayav. Who was this man? B'shem ha'ishali melech. V'shem ishtoi, nomi. V'shem shnei banav, machloim v'kilyoin, efrosim mi-beis lechem Yehuda, v'yavoyu stei moyav, v'yiyu sham. V'yomas alimelech ish nomi. The pasuk says alimelech died. V'atishor hiru shnei banav. She was left in Almana together with her two sons. V'yisu lem noshem mayavios. The sons wanted to get married. They were living in moyav, so they married. Noshem mayavios. Shem ha'achas orpa, v'shem ha'shen is rus. Vayeshvu sham ke'eser shanim. And they lived together for 10 years. Zok to pasuk, v'yamusu gam shnei machlo v'kilyoin. 10 years later, Machlan and Kilian died as well. This woman, Nomi, had now lost her husband and her two sons. She goes together with her two daughters-in-law. She tells them they don't have to come. Rus decides she wants to come. No, Orpa is not going to come. Goliath comes from Arpa, Malchus Beis David comes from Rus, and of course the rest is history. But the story begins with Vayehi Rav Ba'aretz, and as a result, this family decides that they have to leave Eretz Yisrael, they have to go to stay Mayav. The father, Elimelech, his two sons, Machlin V'Kilyoy, both die. Azoy Shteita in Pasuk in Sefer Rus. And the emes is, we just learned the Gemara says that you see from here how chomer it is to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. That even they who left Machmas Rav, even they were punished so harshly. And the truth is, it's Sarachim. How do you understand it? Wasn't this a Shaila Pekuach Nefesh? I mean, the Pasuk doesn't suggest anywhere that it wasn't Pekuach Nefesh. Vayehi Rav Ba'aretz. If you know anything about world history, once upon a time, if there was a famine, it would destroy entire civilizations. So here there was a Rav Ba'aretz. Sounds like they left for a good reason. Why in the world would they have been punished so terribly for having left? So the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim Perakei Alochavav says as follows: Asur lotzeis me'eretz Yisrael lechutz la'aretz la'olam. It's never okay to leave Eretz Yisrael from chutz la'aretz. Ela, you have to read the fine print. Lo my Torah, oy lisa isha, oy lahansel mi'ad agoyim v'yachsel la'aretz. If you want to go learn Torah, you're going to yeshiva in Bavel, you're going to BMG, then it's okay. Lisa Isha for a shidduch, zikr okay. If you have to get away from the goyin, but the yachsel arts, if you do it with the intent of returning, says the Rambam, by the way, you could also leave for business. Av lishkoin b'chutz l'aretz, aser, elim kein chazak sham harav, at shenas shavadin achitim shedinah. But if there's a fest of hunger, then you're allowed to medvar mamurim, shayam mois, mitzuyas, vaperis, b'yoik. Based on a Gemara later. I'm going to skip. Says the Rambam, even though it's okay to leave, for the aforementioned reasons, eino midas chasidus. It's not the midas chasidus. Shari machlin v'kilyoy. Shnei gedoyle hador hoyu. V'bnei tzara gedoyle yatsu. They left because of a tzara gedoyle. The pasuk says, v'yehi rav ba'aretz. V'neschayif u'kloyo l'makim. And look at what happened to them. They got such a horrible punishment. It was pikuach nefesh. And we just said, the Rambam said, Allah is, you can go l'moy tayr, l'isa yisha l'hatsmi adagoyim. Or if there's a rav, if the price of grain starts going up, even that's already a sign that you should be allowed to leave. The Teret says the Rambam is, it's a midas chasidus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik with the tzaddikim kuchot ha-saira, and that was the gather of this punishment over here. But if there was no midas chasidus, it wouldn't make sense that they should be punished. So says the Rambam, that's how I'm reconciling what makes sense with this Gemara over here in Bava Basra, tzaddik aleph amad aleph. Avada des halacha pekoach nefesh. But still the Gemara says that Elimelech, Machlim, and Kilyon were punished. They were killed for leaving Eretz Yisrael. Why were they killed? Must be there's a Midas Chasidus. They didn't keep this Midas Chasidus. It's Tavka because the Gemara says they were Gedolei Adar. They were Parnasei Adar. They were on such a high madrega that it was incumbent upon them to keep this Midas Chasidus. They didn't. Neschayvu Kloyel Amokim. Very sharp for it. That the Rambam speaks out. It's because they left Eretz Yisrael despite the fact that it was a time of a rav. I think a very obvious Sushtal, very obvious Sushtal to this raid is Rabban al Torah and Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayi Rav Ba'aretz, the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayim Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha. Avram Levinu goes to Eretz Yisrael, and lo and behold, there's a hunger in Eretz Yisrael. Vayered Avram Mitzrayma, so Avram Levinu traveled south. Logur Sham, ki kovid harav ba'aretz. He takes his wife, and they decide that they're going down to Mitzrayim. That's where they're going to live. Says the Ramban, Adover Nifla. Hine, Avram yared l'Mitzrayim b'pnei harav. Avram Avinu left Eretz Yisrael to go live in Mitzrayim because of a hunger. L'hachis nafshim b'hav tzayres. To keep himself alive. What happened as soon as he came? Paroi takes away Sarah. V'hakadosh Baruch Hu nokam nikmasam b'negam gedoyim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Parei Makos. V'yitziyoy misham, and eventually, Parei gives Avram Avinu Mikne Rav, Kesev Zov, v'gam tziva all of Parei Anoshim l'shalchem. Parei even told his people, send this man away. It was Vayi B'shalich Parei. V'rob Mazelov, says Ramban, Maisa of a similar bonim. And this was a remiss to Avram Avinu, ki bonav yeredu Mitzrayim b'nei Rav. That one day, his Enoch Luch would do the same exact thing. Logur Shom Baretz, is going to be a hunger. And Yaakov, the Shivim Nefesh, are going to go to Mitzrayim. V'am Mitzrayim yoreo lehem v'yikuch meh manoshim kashom av chalabas techayim. They're going to take the daughters. What does that mean? Kalabas techayim. That was a gedder of taking the women. V'akadosh Baruch Hu yinkayim nikmasam. And then Hashem is going to take revenge. B'negoyim gedoylam. Ad shi yitziyay b'kesef v'zav v'tzayinu bakam miknan kovid ma'oid. V'echziku bem l'shal says Ramban. This is my service of the bottom. There's nothing that happened to the others that wouldn't manifest itself in a much grander scale to his sons. Zok the Ramban. Veda. But you should know. Ki Avram Avinu chata chet gadol bishkoga. Avram Avinu committed a horrible sin when he went down to Mitzrayim, albeit b'shoyki. Number one, Shehivi Yishlei HaTzadekis B'michshol Avayim V'bnei Pachta Ben Yargu. He was afraid they were going to kill him. And as a result, he set his wife, Sarah, up to be Nivala, to Paroi, V'hoyoloi Luftoich B'Hashem Sheyatzel Loise V'es Yishlei V'es Kol HaSholoi Ki Yesh Balikim Koich Lazal Hatz. Kodesh Baruch Hu could take care. He didn't have to do that. V'gam, says the Ramban, is what we need. Yitziyosei Min HaOretz She'netztava Le B'tchila B'bnei HaRav. Hashem told Avram Lech Lecha, go tell Oretz Hashar Rech, which was Eretz Canaan. And now he's leaving Mipnei Arav, Ovein HaShachata. Das is Uichet HaNaveiro. Ke'olei kim b'rav yipadeno mimavis. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take care of a person, even if he's b'rav. V'al maisa hazeh, nigzar al zarei ha-golus b'eretz Mitzrayim b'yad paroi, b'mokim ha-mishpat, shom ha-rosha v'achet. It's for that reason that the Yidin ended up being in Mitzrayim. Why didn't they go to Bavel? Why wasn't it some other place? It's because there was an Avera associated with the Vayehi Rav Ba'aretz. And because the Aveira happened in Mitzrayim, that's why Hashem punished Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. That's a shmuz for itself. But the bottom line is, says the Ramban, from Avinu to two Aveiras. What was the second Aveira that he did? He left Eretz Yisrael. Why did he leave Eretz Yisrael? Mipnei Harav. But the Ramban says, Avein Ashachata, it's still an Aveira. Ki alikim b'ravi padenami maves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take care of a person, even if it's a hunger. But what's the pshat? It's a shailo pekuach nefesh. If it's a shailo pekuach nefesh, why should it be a problem? The teretz is this Rambam. It's mamash al gemara. You see it by Elimelech Machna Mikilyon. You see it by Avram Avinu, because the Afa Pisha Mutalot says, Eina Midas Chasidus Shari Machlin Vekilyon Shnei Gedele Ador Hayu Bnei Tzor Gedele Yatsu Veneschayvu Kloyo Lomokim. Avladayin Tzorach Bir. You still have to understand it. It's a Midas Chasidus what? For a person to just sit at home, starve to death, let his family die? How do you understand this kind of Midas Chasidus? Just Pashup Shad. It's something that's definitely Tzorach Bir. But I thought a Tzushtel to this is a well-known Beis Halevi Ala Torah in the beginning of Parshas Miketz. Beis Halevi begins with a medrash. The medrash says, "Ashrei agever asher som Hashem miftachoi v'loy pone el rohav." Look, the medrash, "Ashrei agever asher som Hashem miftachoi." Ashrei hagever asher som Hashem miftachoi. Praises the person who's a bal betochen. Zeh Yosef. Yosef Atzadik was a festa bal betochen. V'loy pone el rohavin shal yedesha amal l'sara mashki. Because Yosef Atzadik told the sara mashki, "Ki im zechatoni." Don't forget me. Remember me when you go out in that aparoi. Nitoisav l'shtei shana. So that reason that he had to stay in jail another 2 years. So the beginning of the Medrash says, Ashrei agev asher som Hashem miftachoi zeh Yosef. Yosef is this grace of al betochen. V'lo ipon el rohavin. He said two extra words, and because of that, he had to be another 2 years in Tfisa. Says the Beis HaLevi, it's a Medrash Pliya. V'rabim chakru ala Medrash. The beginning of the Medrash sounds like we're saying that Yosef Atzadik is this grace about Betochen. And then in the same breath, Toichidei Dibur, we talk about how he didn't have Betochen, and he was punished for not having Betochen. That he told the Sarah Mashkin, don't forget me. It was because he told him, don't forget me, that he ended up being punished. Why was he punished? Because it was a chesaron of betachin. So which one is it? Is Yosef Atzadik the Ashrei Agev Asher Som Hashem Miftachoi? Or Faker? Is Yosef Atzadik v'loy ponel rehoven? Who is he? Says the Beis Halevi ubiyurei ha-pashat. Pshat is pashat. The ine be'emes ha-toyrei tiru la'odam hishtadlus b'tzorchi gufoi. A person's allowed to make hishtadlus. K'mesh omer ha-kosuv ubeirecha b'chol ha-shat ha-sa v'chein k'siv v'yosafta digonecho v'omer rabbi yishmol hanig ben minig derech eretz. V'ikra inyan yesh loymar v'zeu klal isha yisraeli shiye liboy shoyket ubeiteach b'Hashem. Really, a yid is supposed to have a talk in Hashem. A yid is supposed to trust Hashem that Hashem is going to take care of all his needs. Why then do you do hishtadlus? Mishum deloy kol adam yochel agiyah lemadreid sa betochen hagom. It's not easy to just sit at home and have betochen that you're going to have everything you need. Val kein hut deloy hishtadlus. This is a brisk alumnus. Kidei sheyeh loy siyua sheyagiyah lemadreid sa betech. The yisoid of hishtadlus is to get you to a point where now I feel, oh, I went to work, I have a job, I get a paycheck. Now I'm comfortable, I'll be able to take care of my family. V'tzorach kol adam l'chadish lo'y melocha v'esek k'dei sh'yeh neka lo'y l'vtoyach b'Hashem. So really, a yid's supposed to have betochen. The problem is, to have betochen is a shver ezach. It's a grace of madrega. So you're allowed to do things to assist you, as an aid, to get you to the point where now you're comfortable having betochen. That's what hishtadlus is. Do hishtadlus, so now I can hear a little bit more how it's shayach, that I'll have what I need, and now I'll have betochen that the Eibush is the one that's going to give me what I need. But the yisoid of hishtadlus is that it works hand in hand together with betochen. It's a siyua to betochen. It gets you to the point where you're actually able to have betochen. And he gives a beautiful mashal. Ukumoyshe matzino b'chol ha-toyra she'etira l'famim k'dei sh'yeh lo'y siyua lovoy la'hamadrega ha-mevukeshes. Ukumoyshe om, lo'oylam yasek adam ha-toyra mitzvah afilu sh'loy l'shma mitoych sh'loy l'shma ba l'shma. You see from there that the Torah was matter Torah Shalei L'shma, even though Torah Shalei L'shma is really a bad thing. But why were they matter Torah Shalei L'shma? K'dei sh'yeh siyua lovoy l'b'chinas l'shma. Says the Beis Halevi, if that's the case, how much hishtadlus is a person supposed to make? It really depends on every person. V'mkein shir hishtadlus ha'nitza inish shav b'chol adam. Rakol echa l'fi yarkai. D'mishi yoch l'agia l'vtoich m'mat melacha. Someone that could come to betochen with a little bit of work. Azai ma'she yarbi l'shtadlu yoysek fi ha'nitzach l'oy. If he does more work than he's supposed to do, it's already a bad thing. Neged midas habetochin, because he really should have had betochin. Umisha betchene adayin kotem mishal chaver. But someone who's on a very low madreig, it's very difficult for him to have betochin. Yuchal lasik b'malachta yisem chaver. He needs to do more work. Achigam hu yia yochal lahashkid ruchay v'libay lefteich b'Hashem. Either way, says the Beis Halevi, if the yisoid of ishtaglus is to get you to the point where you can have betochin, it means that how much ishtaglus is a person allowed to do or supposed to do, it really depends on his level of betochin. The idea is how much ishtaglus do you need to get you to that point. If you're a big Baal Madrega, you're a big Baal Betochen, it's probably going to be very little. If you're a small Baal Madrega, you're going to have to do a lot. Zok de Beis Halevi. If Yosef HaTzadik was punished for saying two words to the Sarah Mashkin, don't forget me, Zichartoni, remember me. And for that he got 2 years in jail. That's a little ishtadlis. Two words? What did he do already? Two words? That's called ishtadlis? Elamai, it was too much. What does that mean? It means that Yosef was on such a high madrega betochin that two words was already too much. Maybe one word. Maybe you don't have to do anything. But two words was already too much ishtadlis. Dosip shan in the medrash. Ashrei agever asher son Hashem miftachoi. Zeh Yosef. You know I know it's Yosef because Yosef said two extra words. And what happened? He was punished for 2 years. A regular person wouldn't be punished. A regular person is allowed to go to work. He's allowed to do what he needs to do to get himself to the point where he could have betochin. If two words was too much, Vaistoy is a festive Baal Betochen. That's the Hemshech. It's not going to steer. To the contrary, it's Kimin Choymer. Ashrei Agevra, Ashesom Hashem, Iftach, Ezei Yosef. The Raya is, because Vloy Pono Rehoven, Shai Dei Shomel Asar Mashki, Kim Zechartoni, Nitoisev Loy, Shtei Shonen. That's the first Ara. The second Ara is, so you have over here a Gemara that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Why not? What's the big deal about leaving Eretz Yisrael? Says the Rashbam, a very important Rashbam, the reason you're not allowed to leave is Shemafkia Atzmei Min HaMitzvahs. Because there are many mitzvahs that you can only do in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvahs are Tluyas Baretz. So being there's many mitzvahs you can only do in Eretz Yisrael, if you leave Eretz Yisrael, you are going to put yourself in a position where you're no longer able to kind those mitzvahs. That's the issue. The obvious ha'ara of Asman Davsech Shtelen of Der Rashbam is why did Rashbam say Mopash? Because the mitzvahs each of Eretz Yisrael. Because you can't bring trumas and maisers and maisers shein and maisers ani and shmita and yoiv and all those other fun mitzvahs. Say more pashit. Living in Eretz Yisrael alone is a mitzvah. So just like I cannot not go to shul to hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah, I can't not buy dalad minim. I could also not leave Eretz Yisrael. Because if I leave Eretz Yisrael, I'm being mevatel on mitzvah saseh. On mitzvah saseh fin yishuv Eretz Yisrael. No, b'chuyah. Daf bin zogin pashit. Why didn't Rashbam say that? He probably didn't say that because Rashbam probably holds like the Rambam. He probably holds that there really is no mitzvah yishuv Eretz Yisrael. V'advar matikin. The Ramban wrote, ki yodua, a little chibur on the Ramban Sefer HaMitzvahs, and at the end, he has his shikchas ho'esen and shikchas ho'lavin. He has a list of esen that he believes the Rambam omitted, and lavin that he believes the Rambam omitted. The fourth essay that the Ramban quotes that the Rambam should have listed as one of his Taryag mitzvahs and did not, is mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the Rambam was of the opinion that there is no mitzvahs Esi Dei Reis of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There was a mitzvah at the time when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, but lo'ilon, once we conquered Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua Benot, for there to be this constant, ongoing mitzvah saseh, to live in Eretz Yisrael, so Shdoa Zan mitzvah. The Ramban argues, Ramban Kiyudua made aliyah to Eretz Yisrael himself. We always speak out the Ramban in one of his letters that he wrote to his son, not the famous Egeres Ramban, but a different letter where he writes to him that he's going up to Eretz Yisrael, he wants to die in Eretz Yisrael, and he wants to be buried in Chevron, because Chevron is the Mokim, Kfuras, Aviseinu Aktoishim, Mokim Amasugal, that's the place to be buried. You want to know where you're supposed to be buried? It's in Chevron. So the Ramban very much wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and the Ramban talks about Eretz Yisrael throughout his Pirush al Torah. But the Aleph base of this whole shmuz in the Ramban is that the Ramban was mechadish that there's a mitzvah saseh, the Eraisa, called Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The emes is that this Ramban is really a Tosfos and Masechtos Ksubos Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing that a man has a right to force his wife to make aliyah to go up to Eretz Yisrael. And if they're living in Eretz Yisrael, he could even force her to go up to Yerushalayim. But Tosfos says that Einu Noig Bezman Hazeh. It doesn't apply anymore Bezman Hazeh. Why? He brings two reasons. The second reason he says, Vayomer Rabbeinu Chaim, Shem Chaim Alevi, Vayomer Rabbeinu Chaim, one of the Bali Tosfos, the Achshav Einu Mitzvah Lod of Eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah Zishav Eretz Yisrael today. Ki Yesh Kama Mitzvah Satuyas Baretz. Because it's too risky. It's not worth it. If you do a cost-benefit analysis, better stay home. Don't go to Eretz Yisrael. Because once you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're obligated in certain things. It's complicated. Best againish. But what's mashma for Rabbeinu Chaim? I think. The achshav ini mitzvah lo de Eretz Yisrael. It sounds like once upon a time, there was a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Either way, it's for sure the Shita and Ramban. It's mashma that way for Rabbeinu Chaim and Tosfos, Ksubis, Kuf Yud Amid Beis. Really?
To answer, boy, you don't have to go to Eretz Yisrael.
Bizman Hazeh. There you go. Oh, here we go. So the point is that there's no... So the Rashbam, who didn't say Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, presumably he held like the Rambam, and a Chanavi, wait the Rambam, but you're not allowed to leave, because being in Eretz Yisrael Alein is a mitzvah. Just one other Maramokim, and we won't go through it, but just one other Maramokim is a famous tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. The tshuva was written to Ephraim Zalman Margolius. It's Yeridea, tshuva Reish Lamed Dalet. If you go through Reish Lamed Gimel, Reish Lamed Dalet, Reish Lamed Hey, there's excerpts from those tshuvas that are world famous. The Chassam Sofer, when he had Bekairis on, like Ba'imir Miron, there's some famous pieces that come out of those tshuvas. But in tshuva Reish Lamed Dalet, he talks about living in Eretz Yisrael. So I'll just read you one line in that tshuva that's relevant to this shmuz. V'ine l'chayra mashma. He's talking about this halacha and then the Masechtas Ksubas, that a man's allowed to force his wife to make aliyah. You can't force your wife to go move from Lakewood to Brooklyn. It's not something you have a right to do. But to make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, okay, not bezman hazeh, but once upon a time, there was a mitzvah, you're allowed to force your wife to do that. Says the Chassam Sofer, it has nothing to do with mitzvahs. It has nothing to do with mitzvahs. El mishum kedushas atzma. It's because of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. V'chaladar b'chutz laris doymi k'misha ein re'alei ka. And you find, Chazal said that if someone lives in chutz laris, doymi k'misha. So Chassam Sofer was mechadish anaya patent. He's saying, forget the mitzvah. The mitzvah is ba'aretz. Is yishuv Eretz Yisrael a mitzvah? The machlik is Rambam Ramban. Says the Chassam Sofer, a yid belongs in a makom kodesh. Eretz Yisrael is a makom kodesh. Kaladar b'chutz laretz doy mekimicha in le'alika. There's an idea that tefillah is more niskabel in Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Gemara says that why did Moshe Rabbeinu not daven to be bevatel the koich of the yitzar v'avei the zara? It's a Gemara that there was major tainus on Yeshua ben Nun and all the gedolim that feared Klal Yisrael up until the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Why were they not mevatel the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah? The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, Chzira HaTorah LeYoshanan, they were mevatel the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, Yumas Samach Tesam Beis, and there was a taina on why all the, from Yimais Yeshua Benon, why are you going back to Yeshua Benon, why are you going back to Moshe Rabbeinu? So because Moshe Rabbeinu never lived in Eretz Yisrael. And being that he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, he didn't have Schus of Eretz Yisrael. If he didn't have Schus of Eretz Yisrael, his tefillah couldn't have helped. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah couldn't have worked to be mevatel the koich of the Yetzar of the Zara, but Yeshua Benon was already in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, you're in Eretz Yisrael. It's already time. One spoke out from Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, that why is the first bracha of Birchas HaMazon Beloshin Nistar, Hazana Sa'ilam Kula Bituve, who knows saying Lechem Bechabasa, Kiliyam Chazdai, it's Lashem Nistar, the third person. The second bracha benching is Noida Lecha, Al Shem Chalta, Val Choisei Sonu, you're talking straight to Hashem. It's Beloshin Noichach. So the first bracha is in the third person. It's Beloshin Nistar. And the second bracha is Beloshin Noichach. Like Tzadik HaKoyim, who wrote the first bracha? Moshe Rabbeinu. When Klai Yisrael got the man, Moshe Rabbeinu said Birchas Hazan. Who said the second bracha? Yeshua Benu when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu and Chutzlars couldn't talk to the Eibush to Belosh and Neichach. While in Chutzlars came in his red and Benosh and Neichach. It was Davki Yeshua Benu who took the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. Even though Yeshua Benu was the Levana compared to Moshe Rabbeinu who was the Shemesh, it didn't matter. He was in Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael came in red into the Eibush to Al Shin Chalto Val Teirascha. You can talk to the Eibishter of Elohim Neichach. He says, Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, he says, that's why you find that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't see the Eibishter. Right? Lo Yerami, you're not allowed to look at me. Yet every single Yid had a mitzvah, Shalosh Pama Mashana Yehirah Kol Schorcha. You go to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't see the Eibishter, and every Yid has a mitzvah three times a year. Zok, Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, yeah, it's Tzidkas HaTzadik. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was a Chutz Laretz. In Chutz Laretz, you can't see. In Eretz Yisrael, even a Pashti Yid has a mitzvah to go up Yehirah Kol. So Zok Techsam Soifi, forget about, yeah, mitzvah, not mitzvah, that's all fine and vile. But at the end of the day, it's more Pashti. It's more Pashti. There's an Indian of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, all the schoolers, all the milas of living in Eretz Yisrael, and for that alone, a Yid has a right to force his right, meaning there's another Indian of why a person should be in Eretz Yisrael. Down minei, the minyan ha-mitzvahs, and that shmooze between the Rambam and the Rambam. That's the Ramban. That's Ramban's raid in his Pirush Alter. Either way, we'll save the third hour for another day. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Va'omar, Rav Chonon, Barova, Omar Rav. Ime Davro. Avram Avinu's father was Terach. Who was his mother? Amasloi Bas Karnavus. If you're ever curious, it's a Gemara. His mother's name was Amasloi Bas Ime de Haman. What about Haman's mother? Amasloi Bas Urvisi. similar name, but not the same. V'simanech, a good way to remember which one is Avram Avinu's mother and which one is Haman's mother. Tamei, tamei, tahar, tahar. Urvasi is an oirev. An oirev is a raven. A raven is a non-kosher animal. So Haman's mother is Amaslei Bas Urvasi. Karnav was Miloshin Karim. Karim are Shepselach. Shepselach are kosher animals. That's Tahar Tahar. That's Avram Avinu's mother. Ime de David, who was David Amalek's mother. Nitzeves Bas Adoel, Shema. Ime de Shimshon, who was Shimshon Hagiber's mother. Slalfunus. V'achse, who was his sister. Taisva says, by the way, how do you know? Somebody asks, maybe it's the Reshma, who said he even had a sister. But somehow we know he had a sister. Says the Gemara, Nasha. L'may nafkemino, who cares? L'tshuva saminim. If tapikarsim, the minim, they're going to say, yeah, you don't know about from Avin. Who's his mother? So you like this, you'll know. You'll have a tshuva saminim, you'll be able to say who his mother is. When we learn Masechtas Nazir, I saw Meir de Gaara. This is such a brisk Gaara. If you ever heard the brisk Shiurim, this is so matim. I saw a brisk Gaara from Meshulam David Alevi, Zalzayin Gesund and Stark, in his Shiurim on Masechtas Nazir, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that a person could become a Nazir without actually saying Hareini Nazir. It's right in front of him. You could become a Nazir without actually saying Hareini Nazir. If you say something that's like a kinoi for Naziris, that references Naziris, das is Eichikot. So Zok de Mish, this is Mishnayis. Hareini Kishimshon, if somebody says I'm like Shimshon, or I'm Keben Manoyach, I'm like the son of Manoyach, that was Shimshon's father, Kebal Dalila, I want to be like the husband of Dalila, Kimisha Oker Dalsois, Aza, like the person who took down the walls of Aza, Kimisha Nokru Plishim Ezeno, I want to be like the person who the plishtim blinded. Hareza Nazir Shimshon. That's a good lashon of Naziris. So he stelled the ha'ara that the Gemara says, L'may nafkemino. Why does it matter that Slafunis is Shimshon's mother? Zok the Gemara, Truas Aminim. Zok the Vases, and again, Hilchas Naziris. If somebody says, Hareini Kemen Slafunis, just like Hareini Kemen Benoyach is a Naziris, is Hareini Kemen Slafunis. See, he makes a tally in a three way machlokes Rishonim. Had to learn the mission. So machlokes Rambam, Rosh, and Tosfos, and he has a whole Arichas. L'maisi comes out. It's ha'ara according to all three sheetahs. He says, "Mustamed Achman Zogin, because Enochanami does fall gemeng the richtige teretz for Shimshon. Aber was is mit imay shal David Amelech? In imay shal Avram Avinu does hot nish mit Nazir Shimshon. Does hot nish mit halacha lemaisa? No, so we said a teretz of Tshuvas Aminim. It's like bedoich gadol they're willing to say that after a whole page of shir. No, maybe you have to say that. We don't have a choice. Either way, zok the Gemara. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava. Amar Rav. Eses shanim nechbash Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was locked up in jail for 10 years. Sholich bekuta for 3 years. He was in kuta. For sheva bekardu, and for 7 years he was in kardu. Kuta is in Bavel. The kutim, the infamous kutim, Geri Emes, Geri Arayas. They came primarily from Kuta, which was a city in Iraq. Kadu is somewhere in Turkey. So Avram Avinu, this is the rest of the story, was in jail for 10 years. Who put him in jail? Says, the Rashbam, Tup shot him. Shechavshei Nimrod. Nimrod put him in jail. Uba Agada, right, you see, the Terech Aviv Chavshei. Bishvil Shehayimam, Itzlama. We all know the story. He was breaking all his gachkes. So Terech said, oh, this is the last time I'm going to take you to jail. He really took him to the police station and put him in jail. Kachava, that was the end. That Avram Avinu ended up being in jail for 10 years. We're 7 here, 3 there, 3 there, 7 here. Either way, that's the Gemara over here. Rab Nimin Ardon, Masni Ipcha. He had it fakir. I saw in the Marsha says something gewaldig. The Marsha says, what's the pshat? He says, we know that Nimrod threw Avram Avinu into the Kivshan Ha'esh. But really, in order for Nimrod to prosecute Avram Avinu, he had to be a gadol. When do you become a gadol? In Kamra Mitzvah, when you turn 13. How old was Avram Avinu when he was Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He was 3. Ekev HaShasham Avram is Bekoili. Ekev is Gematria 172. Avram Avinu lived 175 years, which is Mashu that for 172 of his 175 years, he followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, back of the envelope arithmetic. It means he was 3 years old when he was Makir's Bayre. So Avram Avinu was Makir's Bayre for 3 years. Nimrod, that's when he started chepping. Nimrod wanted to kill him, but he couldn't kill him yet because he was still a katan. So he put him on death row for 10 years. 3 plus 10 is 13. That's the cheshbon. That's why he was there for 10 years. And the emes is, it's a marsha. The emes shivan al agada. We spoke about the tshuvas Noyde Behuda. By the way, people want to know where the Noyde Behuda was. It's in Yerudea. Madura Tinyana Simin Kuf Samachal. We spoke at a Neid Behuda right before Yantif about Divri Agada, Emeshivan Al Agada, with the Rajman and spiritual Agadas. That's what the Neid Behuda is. But either way, so Emeshivan Al Agada, but there's two obvious auras that you would have to jump on right away. Number one, the Mashah is assuming for a Dava Pashit that Avraham Avinu was 3 years old when he was Makras Boyri, and that's when all this happened. That means the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Avraham Avinu was 40 years old. There's a Medrash that says Avraham Avinu was 48 years old. It coincided with the Dara Flaga based on a Seder Oilam that Avraham Avinu was 40 years old by the Seder Oilam. We once spoke after Shmuel Yankif. He said that when koiches come down to the world, it's always Zelu Mazed. There's a koich Atumah and there's a koich Hakdusha. So it's not a coincidence that Avraham Avinu was Makir Boyri when he was 48, which was the same exact time that the Dara Flaga was raging through the world, because the world chapped on to the koich Atumah and they produced the Dara Flaga. And Avraham Avinu chapped onto the Koich HaKdusha, and he became Avraham Avinu. But either way, it's not so poshit that Avraham Avinu was 3. The Gemara says he was 3. So poshit, you have to learn, he started being Makir's Bayer when he was 3, but he didn't really develop his Ashkofis and his Shittas until he was 40, or maybe 48. Either way, Va'advar Matiki Vein Kamakoy Milaharach. The other Ha'ara, which you have to just be Ma'ir at the very least, is that Marsha's assuming that Avraham Avinu became Bar Mitzvah when he was 13. The emphasis is, we've spoken out, not recently, but years ago, we spoke out the Chuvah's Chassam Sofer more than one time, where the Chassam Sofer famously says that Katnus and Gadlus by a Yisrael, by a Yid, by a Yehudi, is totally in 13 or less than 13. But a Ben Noyach's Katnus and Gadlus is really telling something else. It has nothing to do with 13. It's totally really in when he becomes a maven. It sounds like Avraham Avinu was quite intelligent when he was 3 years old. So Avraham Avinu was intelligent when he was 3 years old. The Chayri should have had a din of a Gadol. To tell me Avraham Avinu already at that time had a din of a Yisrael, and Nimrod had him as a Yisrael. So Nimrod felt, let me wait till puts on tefillin, becomes bar mitzvah, and then I'm going to do it. So I have very good shmack, but 13. The Maisa 13. Not Chesedek brings this Chassam Sofer many times. The Kash is on there. Whatever. Vadvarim Atik. Either way, Zokta Gemara. Amrav Chizda Ibra Ze'ira. The Kuta, the city Ibri Ze'ira and Kuta Zeu Or Kazan. Meaning, this is where this all went down. This all went down in Or Kazan. Amrav Chanan Bar Rav. Amrav Oysa Yem Shifter Rav Avida. Data from Avida was Nifta. All the G'dayli Umay Salem, all the dignitaries from all over the world came. For Amru, and they said, Oilai la Oilam, Oilai la Adam, Sha'avad Manhigai, for Oilai la Sfina, Sha'avad Kibarnita. They all said, woe is to the world that lost its manik, to the ship that lost its captain. Misnasi l'chol reish. The Eibishter is misnasi l'chol reish. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rav. Amar Rav. Afilu reish gargusa nishmai mukmila. Even the smallest position, like a reish gargusa, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's misnasi l'chol reish. He's in charge of all the shtellers. A big shteller, a small shteller, it all comes from a Kaddish Baruch. Amr Rav Chibar Rab, Amr Rav Shulman Kark, Chas V'Shalom. Going back to the story of Elimelech, Machlin, and Kilian. And we just said that why did they die? They died because they left Eretz Yisrael. And although it was a hunger, but it was a Midas Chasidus that they should have trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Said Rav Chibar Rab, in the name of Rav Shulman Kark, Chas V'Shalom. Sha'afilu Matzu Subin LaYatza. There was no way that's pshat. Had they found Subin, they wouldn't have left. El Bnei Manenshu, why did they leave? They punish Ayulah and Lavakish Rachma Adoyin of Lepikshu because they should have davened for their door. Shenema Bezakich Yatziluch Kfutzaich. Godel has a big responsibility. His responsibility is that he has to daven for his generation. And if he doesn't daven, some of the chet of the door now is incumbent upon him. It's something that he becomes complicit in. That's the idea of the Reitzeach leaving Golos when the Kohen Gadol dies. My Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. What does the Reitzeach have to do with the Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Gemara Makis, and the Gemara says, because the Kohen Gadol had an ability when he did his Avodah to make it that Reitzeach went to take in place. So that he is somewhat complicit in this act of Reitzeach, thus he has to bear some of the punishment. His death is what causes the Reitzeach to leave. Omar Rabba Bar Bachana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Going back again to the original Gemara. The original Gemara was that a Yid is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz unless the price of basic staples start going up. A loaf of bread, the basic needs that people have. If it starts going up to a certain price, at that point you're allowed to leave. So the Gemara gave a Hagdara what that price is. Everything that we said, meaning if it's up to a certain price, you're not allowed to leave, that's only if money is available. But let's say you can't even get your hands on money anymore. Then I feel I'm the Arbis on Basali Yoitzin. Then the bread could be very cheap. But at the end of the day, I'm the Hasnish Kangelt. then avada, you're going to be allowed to leave. Simin sela poil charuva talya amr. The amr Rabbi Yochanan. Going back on this last thing, Rabbi Yochanan, nohinu kadavi kaimin arbon sam besala. I remember there was a time where bread was very cheap. However, was a rough in Tveri. I remember the people in Tveri were walking around. They were bloated from hunger. They were starving. Food was so cheap, but there was no money. So, in case of Menulon, it doesn't matter how cheap the food is. At the end of the day, how are you going to buy food? From Rabbi Yochanan. So, talking about Rabbi Yochanan reminiscing things from his youth. So the Gemara says something about elsewhere about Rabbi Yochanan. Here in the Kadlei have a miskaren peilai the midrash character. Remember a time where you couldn't get people to work to the east of the city. Mireach pita meisen, because the wind would blow from west to east, the ruach maravis, which was very, very powerful, and it would take the smell of the bread, which was so good at bringing these, and the gam, it was a good smell, but it was like so overwhelming, it was choking, that people pasha couldn't work there. I remember a time where a child would take a chruv, a carob, he would break it, and there would be so much honey that would come out, it would mamish be all over his hands, he'd get all dirty. I remember a time that if a raven would chop a piece of meat and would start flying with it, the fat of the meat would start dripping down from the shamayim, where the raven was flying, the mishcha, meirei shura, you'll have to tell me what cut that was, meirei shura v'adla ara, it would come out, it would go down the wall. I remember a time where a boy and a girl would play together. They were 16 years old, 17 years old. Sometimes you see little boys and girls play together. These are 16, these are teenagers. 17-year-old, they would play together, but they have a chatan. They wouldn't do an aveira. Why? Because they want such a high madrigal. Says today, there's no way that can happen. But once upon a time, so not only are the caribs not the way they once were? The flesh isn't as fatty, as zaftig as it once was. The reyach of the bread doesn't affect people the way it once did. So there's a physical spiral downward. But from a spiritual standpoint, as he read the Sadaris as well, I remember a time where they used to say in Beis Medrash, the Moidi Lahoy, anyone who stels tzu to what the Ivdi Avoid the Seri, Nothu Bideyim, one day he's going to fall by them. The Misrachet Saleyon, Dilein Dilhoyin, anyone who gets involved with them, he's going to one day get fachab. So these are 5-6 memories of Rabbi Yochanan where he's reminiscing the days of yore, how once upon a time, a banksich, look, those, the good old days where things were both spiritually and physically, it was just a much better world. Now, Pasha, this has to do with Yerida Zadiris, but I think it's just especially interesting, Ulai, based on a Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia, Perek HaPoyalim, where the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ano ishtayir mishfirid Yerushalayim. What does it mean? He says he was from the last people that knew anyone that had seen the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan was from the first Amira. But Rabbi Yochanan had known people that had seen this Tkufa of the Beis HaMikdash, to the point that the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Heyom Beis, that when Rabbi Yochanan went to visit Rabbi Elazar, who was a chayla, he was very, very sick, and he saw Rabbi Elazar crying. He asked him, why are you crying? It's not for this, it's not for that. He said, I'll hay shuf for the balaari. He says, I'm crying because of you, Rabbi Yochanan. Pasha, you learn Rabbi Yochanan was very handsome, and someone so handsome, one day is going to have to die. I'll hay shuf for the balaari. B'zok to mashok, can't be. That's where Rabbi Elazar, and the Gemara said, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan started crying together. That's what they were crying, b'chias, because someone as handsome as Rabbi Yochanan one day is going to be buried. Das ken der zayn d'pshat. So what's the pshat? Zok that it's based on this Gemara in Apoel, where the Gemara says, "Ano ishtayr mishfirid Yerushalayim." Rabbi Yochanan knew people that had seen the Beis Hamikdash, that had seen Yerushalayim b'tefarta. He said, "As long as Rabbi Yochanan was alive, there was a bridge. There was a bridge. Yerushalayim was still alive through Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, but when Rabbi Yochanan was going to die, al haishu for the balara. At that point, the connection is going to be gone. And you have that hergish with Holocaust survivors. That as long as they're survivors and you meet them and you talk to them, there's a little bit of a shaychus. We can relate a little bit to that generation. But once the survivors start dying and we lose one and another one, it's al-hay shuf for the bala'ara. It's al-hay shuf for the bala'ara. We're losing not just another yid, but it's a connection. It's a link. That link is very, very shvach. And Rabbi Yochanan was the only person that was upholding that link. And Rabbi Elazar felt the world wouldn't be the same when Rabbi Yochanan dies. Al-hay shuf for the bala'ara. The point is, Rabbi Yochanan reminiscing his youth was a different world. This was like pre-war Europe. This is a time where there were people that had seen the Beis HaMikdash, I can't, you know, I missed the 60s. This is going back to a different world. You spent them hungover. Yeah, exactly. So the topic of Machla V'Kilyoy. Ksiv, you were rehab during the 70s. Machla V'Kilyoy, V'Ksiv, Yoyosh V'Sarah. We find that Elimelech and Nami's sons were called Machla V'Kilyoy. We also find that they were called Yoyosh and Sarah. So who were they? Rabbi Shmuel, Chadam and Machla V'Kilyoy once said that really they were Machla V'Kilyoy. V'Lama, Nikrishma, Yoyosh, Mamash, Rabbi Shmuel argue over everything. V'Lama, Nikrishma, Yoyosh V'Sarav. Why were they called Yoyosh V'Sarav? Yoyosh and Nisyosh Managula, because they were Miyayosh Managula. Sarav, and Nischai V'Sarav V'Lamachim, because they were Chai V'Sarav. Chadam, Yoyosh V'Sarav. Really their names were Yoyosh V'Sarav. V'Lama, Nikrishma, Machla V'Kilyoy. Machla V'Kilyoy, also Guf and Chulin, because they made themselves Chulin. V'Kilyoy, and Nischai V'Kilyoy, because they were Chai V'Misa. Tanik, Madam, Machla V'Kilyoy, Shma, and a Brisa, Madam says was Machla V'Kilyoy. The time we went to the Brisa. What's behind the pasuk that says the yoikim v'anshei koyzev v'yoyosh v'sarav asher balu d'may v'yoshuvi lochem v'hadvarim atikim. The yoikim zayoy. I feel like I'm reading from Michas Chinuch. V'hadvarim atikim. The yoikim zayoyeshua shehekim shvuah la'anshei givoin. He made a shvuah with the anshei givoin. V'anshei koyzev ele anshei givoin. The anshei givoin famously fooled Yeshua. Shekizv v'yoshua ve'en kam akayim laharich. The yoyosh v'sarav. That's what we need. Elu machloim v'kilyon. V'lama nikishman yoyosh v'sarav. Why would they call yoyosh v'sarav? Yoyosh, Siyoshu Managula, Sarav, Sheneshai Bezrev Lamachim, Ashabaya Lulamaya. What does it mean that Yoyosh or Sarav or Machlim Mekilyoin? They marry Noshim Mayavias. Vyoshuvi Lochem, Zurusa Mayavia, Sheshav. What does it mean? Yeshuvi, she returned to Beis Lechem. Vadvarim Atikim. What does Vadvarim Atikim mean? Dvarim Halolu Atikim Maya Omron. Who's the Atikim Maya? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that this is what should happen. Meite Yotzu Kfushim. Dixiv Matzosi David Avdi Vixiv Shnei B'nai Sechan Mitzoyis. The Gemara seems to be suggesting that the reason Machlon V'Kilyon died is because there was a destiny that had to play out. Rus wasn't supposed to be married to Machlon V'Kilyon. Rus is supposed to be married to Boaz. And from Boaz, Malchus Beis David is supposed to come. So the reason this was Nestoivev, that this is what happened to Machlon V'Kilyon dying, it's Atik, Yoimin, Amoron, Vadvorim, Atikin, was Me'akadosh Baruch Hu Yotzesos.